It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and Lake Havasu City to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. It's going to get around, the high 80s today along the river. They say 88. The Weather Channel. So, what?
Those people.
Yeah, those people. So it must be accurate. It is Monday, already the 3rd of the month. It's flying right by. Did you notice that?
It did.
There was a trunk or treat last night. I'm like, did they forget? They're a couple days late.
Yeah, of days late.
Yeah. It's River Founders Radio today. That's why you're hearing Jim Chaney, because he comes in for River Founders Radio. If you have a question, grab your phone. We have our own area code, 234-343-1065. But if you're a shy one and you'd just rather text a question, we can do that too. Because we had this text line we pass around Mojave County. They use it for Common Ground. But which, by the way, tomorrow will be at 11 o'clock. Or 10 o'clock tomorrow. 10 o'clock. And we're now, this is our new time at noon for Speak Out and Speak Out 2.0. Because we didn't change times, but all the national shows did. Yeah, everybody else in the country did, so we kind of had to.
We were doing that Havasu game versus Somerton.
Yes.
Play-by-play I was doing with Paul.
Yeah.
Lavoie. And I forgot to remind all of the listeners in Havasu to not change their clocks.
They needed you to remind them.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, the text line, if you want to text a question, 928-727-5566. And our guest today is a very, very long, long friend of mine from 1980. Tiana Glidhill, how are you?
Very good, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Tiana, when I first met her, she was a dispatcher at the sheriff's office down on Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
I was just a youngin' then.
Yeah, well, we both were.
Yeah, basically, right?
Yeah, call me out. We were younger then.
Now, when you were dispatching, did you have a board where you plugged wires in?
Almost.
Almost?
Yes. We had buttons to push, so it was already wired. It was a console, and if I had to speak, I just pushed a button, spoke, and then released it.
Yeah, push to talk. But,
yeah.
So how many people were you dispatching for the police department? Were
sure.
you doing police it and fire?
I was strictly the sheriff's office. Fire department had their own system by then.
Bullhead City wasn't a city yet.
No.
So it was all sheriff's department.
It was all sheriff's department. And I think, I don't know what's in that building now.
It's a pet place, doggy daycare type.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right
next to the Heart Center on 95. That little long building.
Yes, where the toolbox was.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Came back
that.
Up.
But there are, I haven't been in there for a while. Two cells in the back of that room.
There should be.
Yeah.
Unless they took them out.
No, I don't think so. I don't think everyone's ever taken
them out. In the front of the building was the dispatch center, and it was like probably from the door frame here, all this area. That was it.
It was a very small room, yeah.
Over here was the old ticker tape. I call it ticker tape, where you ran driver's license checks and stuff, and you literally had to punch in every single item. And if you were one little hair off, it wouldn't work at all. So
I believe they still have those cells there, and that's where they put the bad dogs.
That could be.
That could be.
They bring him in. You're naughty. You're going in there, pal.
They take him in to show it to him. So you can behave today?
Yeah.
Those were the days.
So well, how many were you dispatching?
We had 4 dispatchers here in town. The lady recruited me. I grew up with her kids. Matter of fact, she's dispatched out of her house in Davis Dam. Her husband was a cop when I was a kid. She literally dispatched from her home, Kathy Vincent.
Yeah.
How did they get the calls to go to Davis Camp?
They had their own line. So you called the local number for the sheriff's office, and Kathy answered.
And then when you were on duty, you were over there? And
by the time I came along in 80, we had the office there on 95.
Okay.
And then I think a year or two later, they moved it all to central dispatch out of Kingman.
Right.
And then they had desk officers down here, so I transferred back down as a desk officer since I could write reports and stuff.
Now, as radio guys, Larry and I know that there are different areas in Bullhead City where are really hard to get to because of the mountains.
Right.
And depending on exactly where you put that antenna. And to this day, even for cell service, right there on Hancock, where down there where the Jokes on Us are on Us used to be, Robbie Robertson's Jokes on Us.
Okay.
And we would have severe trouble trying to get the MARTI unit, which is a microwave
unit to work. The phone company was Citizens Utilities on Hancock. And they, because believe it or not, one time I, just 8 or 9 years ago, was flying a drone down Hancock for a project with the chamber. And it stopped. It would not go further because of the microwaves or whatever that building sends off.
So it's them.
Mm. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Now you found the source of your problem.
After all, 30 years ago.
I'm glad I could help you there, Jim.
Oh, my.
So how long are you a dispatcher before you decide, oh, I think I should be a deputy?
Well, I wanted to be a deputy right away, but they fought me because I was a girl.
Yeah, of course.
You know, first I was too young. I was under 21. And even though I got past that with a letter from the sheriff and my mommy getting my gun and me being certified, they used me as a reserve, remember?
Yep.
And somebody called in sick and they didn't have anybody. I was working the street. Larry remembers the day I'd be out there by myself
at
3 o'clock in the morning.
So who was the sheriff then?
Bill Richardson.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Bill Richardson.
And Harold Pershall was the
sheriff. Matter of fact, he lived right down there off of Country Club.
Yeah. You could have walked to his house.
Yeah, you could have.
Yeah.
Country Club?
Yeah.
Clubhouse.
You live right
Clubhouse.
There. Clubhouse.
To the left.
I'm sorry, yeah. Okay. Country Club's right.
South of where you live.
Yeah.
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 He had a house right
Y'all
there
come
on river.
Over.
Yeah, I remember he was sheriff and Harold Pershall was his chief deputy.
Yes, I grew up with his kids too.
Yeah, and so you become a deputy.
Huh.
And you're, what, 1920?
Yeah. They sent me down to Mojave Valley, so that was I was a resident deputy. So any call there, 24 hours a day, I took. I was out there by myself.
In the middle of the night, in the middle
so
of the
So I would work my 8-hour shift because I was required my 8 hours, and then the rest of the time I was on call.
Where was your nearest backup?
Bullhead.
And you were where?
I was from where Cocktails is now.
Okay.
To Needles, Golden Shores, Topoc, and Oatman was my whole area, 24/7.
This is in 1982-ish, one-ish.
Yeah.
You know, so this is early 80s, not a whole lot of people out there. And then there was a second deputy from Cocktails North.
A deputy from Cocktails?
Well, you know, was
now,
it?
Right, his name was Otis?
They were called the people in town, and most of them were in town.
I told you it was the 80s. Yeah, so that was kind of the border at that time.
Right.
But there was only 2 deputies 24/7. That was it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All on you.
Yeah. And everybody used to laugh at me because I'd go up to Oatman in the mornings and stuff, but I'd go up have coffee with those guys. I said, I'm going to make friends.
Right.
Because it took a while to get to me. And I'll tell you what, they were my backup many a times.
The citizens?
Yes.
Yeah.
The citizens, and they carried guns. So you want to, they says, well, you got up there at Crazy George and stuff, you know. He wasn't a bad guy.
Crazy George?
George Coons, yeah. He wasn't a bad guy. He was just, don't mess with him.
And he was on your side?
He was on my side.
Okay.
I had coffee with him.
What was the scariest moment you had during that time?
Oh, it was a biker weekend when I got hit with a bottle.
Oh.
I forget where my scar was, one of these. I've had so many, I don't even know anymore. Yeah, there was a bunch of bikers fighting, and guy hit me with the bottle and scooted under this car, and I'm trying to rip him out of there. And another biker came up there and ripped him out. And Shantz. He used to work for Highway Patrol.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was up there, and he's the one that cuffed him because I couldn't see by that point.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a couple instances that got my attention.
And that was your other backup, the Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
But you had to go through dispatch who went through their dispatch.
If they were even in the area, because usually there was only a couple of them. You know, and if they went, if their vehicle was getting maintenance or... You know, it could be a number of things. They were out of town at court.
Right.
It could be so many different variables.
They may have had a patrol car with a little sticker on it that said, do not drive over 50 miles an hour. Like Rodney Head had when he started.
Yeah, and you worked with Rod.
I worked with Rod. We'd known each other. I was 18. He was probably 23. He's probably 4 or 5 years older than me. So we were youngins together, too.
And then you left the sheriff's office and went to the police department.
Yes, when the city took over, I wasn't going to apply because I thought everybody's going to go, and then I got seniority over you, you know. But the chief at the time, Ennis.
Tom Ennis.
He sent me an application, so I went out to my mailbox, and I saw it, and I started laughing. So I showed my mom, and we were talking. I'm like, why not, you know? And...
What was your employee number with Bullhead City?
13.
13. Lucky 13.
He says, because I was hired before that, but they issued numbers to the people that actually started working.
Right.
And I was under the section, you can't work until October 1st because you can't leave the sheriff's office empty, which I, you
right.
know. But so he goes, I got to get you your number so you're not down the ladder, you know. And he goes, but it's 13. Do you want 14? I'm like, no, I like a challenge. Give it to me. And 13 was my number. He didn't even know it. So, you know, yeah.
And how many people do you estimate left the sheriff's office and went to the police department? I know Rod and you.
Mark
and
Moss.
Mark Moss. Robin Holmes.
Robin Holmes. And a few others that came after us because there was 28 original.
Right.
Once.
Hired. Yeah.
And then I think Tom Messina was the first one outside of the original group of us. And then it went from there. I don't even know what number we're at now.
Oh, I don't either. Yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
They just hired 10. No, they just had 10 graduate the academy. They hired 3 transfers. And then they just hired another transfer from San Bernardino. Hmm.
And they have different cars now. Remember, they used to have the bull's head on the side of the...
Right.
And then they have that yellow and blue. Now they're all... The letters are all black, and there's some that aren't marked.
More and more, and I had Lieutenant Eddie Espinoza in here last week, and more Highway Patrol units are using unmarked vehicles.
I've noticed that because I'm out in Fort Mojave.
Right.
I don't notice as much in town.
Yeah. I've told people, don't worry about looking for a policeman because he might be right behind you in a red Camaro or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't.
I've seen a lot, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't even notice them.
Exactly. And they kind of like that, I think. Because now they got lights everywhere that you don't see.
Right.
But they're like underneath and Will Wells and tail lights and everything else. And
but they sure are bright when you see them.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Now, on the light thing, when you started, did you have one red dome light on your car?
No, I had the two.
You had the two. Okay.
The two domes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a 79 baby blue Ford LTD. And I was so proud of that car. So proud.
And you took it home then, right?
Oh, yeah. We had our own cars by then, yeah.
Mike Shue was a deputy then?
Mike Shue, yes. Arden Devine.
Yeah.
Clint Fairless.
Oh, yeah.
Robin Holmes, of course. Right. Bob Melvin.
Bob Melton. Yeah.
Melton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to always, when I was at KRHS doing the morning show, they'd always be in the coffee shop across the way.
Yeah.
The Lolly Plaza.
Oh, Chuck Falstad. Mm-hmm. He was in that group.
Yeah, and Chuck went to the PD.
Yeah, he did eventually. He stayed on the sheriff's office for a couple of years, and then he eventually migrated over.
Yeah, and he went into detectives and retired quite a while ago.
Yeah, I still talk to him.
Yeah, I do on Facebook and communicate with him. Big changes. Big changes.
Oh, so many changes.
Let's take our first break.
10-9?
10-9?
No. Or 10-10? What's a break? 10, the code.
I don't even remember anymore. It's been...
10.
Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by... How about Mojave Mortgage? Yes. Are you looking for a loan with the new low interest rates? Call 928-288-2691. Ask for Chad Hansen because he's got the key to the vault. Also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you're looking to become a nurse or a CNA, or you have one, maybe you are also in environmental services or dietary, they'd like for you to apply for a job. Go to thelegacy.rehab.com. We can't be together. We can all.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road, now through October 2nd, from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Looking great in the wind and dry winter weather is not easy. Let the spa at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club help you out. During November, 10% off on all massages, deep tissue, Swedish, hot stone, CBD, anti-aging, and golfers. 50-minute massages or 80-minute massages are available. This midweek special is made for relaxing. Plus, take 10% off all gift cards in the spa. Give the gift of relaxation for Christmas. Nothing takes the place of a professional therapeutic massage. Only at the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Book online at LaughlinRanch.com.
When your home fills up with family, Aloe Fiber makes sure that space is a happy place for everyone. Aloe Fiber experts install it all, and full service means step-by-step support, guiding you through everything so you can stay connected to what matters, and the family can always feel at home. Put the game on, and don't worry about your Wi-Fi calling a timeout. Better TV and internet service is one connection away. Call Aloe at 866-481-2556 or visit alofiber.com.
Welcome to Annie's Thrift Store. It's a super nifty place. Annie's is an all-volunteer ran nonprofit supporting multiple charities in Mojave County. The charity for charities.
Oh, wow! Look at all this stuff! And look at that! A toaster car!
Annie's is the epicenter of neat stuff, and thanks to your donations, it keeps getting better.
A taxidermied squirrel holding a mini guitar?
Come by Annie's Thrift Store today, shop for a cause, and help our community.
I love this place!
Annie's Thrift Store, where shopping makes a difference. 2575 Northern Avenue, Kingman.
Get ready. The Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo is happening Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lake Havasu City Aquatic Center. Check out over 70 vendors with the latest in home furnishings, garden products, windows, doors, flooring, and more. Free admission and parking. Thank you to our sponsors, Havasu Solar, Lifetime West Bend Cookware, Quality Comfort Heating and Air, and Parker Pest Control. While you're there, fill out an entry form for a chance to win a cruise to Mexico. The Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Aquatic Center.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. I knew what I wanted to say. It is 26 past the hour, and it's River Founders Radio, and one of the founders, you probably never thought you were a founder, huh?
Oh, well, I guess at this point I could be.
Yeah, one of the founders is Tiana Glidhill, originally from the Sheriff's Office, Bullhead PD, and now you're retired. You retired as a sergeant.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you glad to be retired today, considering the environment out
there?
For
sure, 100%. Things have changed so much, and I just would want no part of it.
And as you were growing up, you met a young lady, and you guys had Zane.
Yeah, Deborah and I have been together almost 34 years.
Wow.
And Zane is going to be 20 next month.
Next month.
He's a baby in my family. I adopted twin girls that just turned 39 last month.
How come I didn't
know
that?
So I got three babies. Well,
39 and 20?
Yeah.
Those are babies?
They graduated high school, and I was still foster parenting at that time.
Okay.
And my last foster was actually my great niece.
Oh, gee.
Because my niece was doing drugs.
Sure.
So we got her straight from the hospital. I had her 9 months, and the state gave her back to my niece, who was still on drugs. She went to Oklahoma and lost the baby to the state.
Okay.
So, we were trying to have Zane by then anyway, and we had actually lost a baby before it was born. And we had a second in vitro. We had two attempts. So we did it again and had our boy.
Yeah. Who graduated from Mojave Accelerated a couple years ago.
Yes, he did.
He was the president of the Key Club and the Interact Club at the same time.
And student council president.
Oh, and student council, yeah.
Which had never been done. But he was the vice president because they wanted him to be backup. And as soon as the original president won her seat, she quit and went to another school, so it bumped in right into the position. So he ran it all. Plus, he was the mascot for.
Oh yeah.
He's the one that took it to the next level because nobody wanted to be the mascot.
Yeah, he was, and a full gray, a full blonde head of hair with curls.
That happens.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
And he stood out because he's, 6 foot?
Oh, he's almost 6'3".
Yeah, 6'3". He was a big, tall
boy. He was a big kid.
Yeah.
You know, he came out of the womb growing. That boy did. And he just, yeah. So, yeah, he was a big guy. And all the cheerleaders were whining because they didn't want to be Patriot Paul. They just got the new outfit.
Right.
And so Dallas, who's like my kid, she told Zane, because he was like the Easter bunny for Kiwanis and Interact and stuff.
He had
experience.
Yeah.
So she goes, why don't you do it so we don't have to? And he's like, all right. And he turned it into this big, massive deal of its own. It took on a life of its own. It really did.
The way it should.
When he was in high school, were you one of those moms that, hey, he had to be here, be there, and you had to...
Absolutely, 100%. But, that's where I found my fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed every minute of it. I was retired. So Deborah's, she's still working at the job.
Right.
35 years later at the same job. But he was my job.
Yeah.
When he was born. So, yeah, I was the one taking him to everything in town.
And let's plug where Deb works, since she's worked for 35 years.
Aquarius Casino. She opened the place, and she's still there.
And she's a floor person.
No, she is a cocktail waitress. That's where the money's at. That's why she's still there. She has a business degree.
Wow.
But you make more money there than she was in business, so she's still there.
All those exchange students a few years ago at the Nugget and Tropicana, and they're Polish. They all had their master's degree in business.
Yep.
And their instructor, their professor, told them, you go to America where the money is. And there they are doing cocktails to the steak.
Exactly. And that's why she's there. And everybody says, why are you still there? And she's like, I'm not going to start over somewhere else. I'll just stay right here and take my licks, you know? And she, you know.
And she has the prime shifts, like the weekends and when the place is packed.
That's what she works, is the weekends. That's what she work for, is the weekends, you know?
Let's take a break. 31 past the hour. Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, tonight it's the Cardinals and the Cowboys, and you might want to check that out. Why do I think the Cowboys played over the weekend? They're playing tonight?
Rams won.
Rams won, yeah. So check it out tonight at Monday Night Football at Laughlin Ranch. And we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they remind you that right now, don't use extension cords for your Christmas lights if you're putting them up. Check them out. Make sure there's no frays or cracks. Be safe. What they do.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Welcome back to Mojave Electric Cooperative's Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help save energy dollars and give you a cool place to relax. MEC members can purchase their shade trees by phone or at 928 Hancock Road now through October 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Place your orders as soon as possible to guarantee you stay cool in the shade. For more information, contact member service at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Welcome to Annie's Thrift Store. It's a super nifty place. Annie's is an all-volunteer ran nonprofit supporting multiple charities in Mojave County. The charity for charities.
Oh, wow! Look at all this stuff! And look at that! A toaster car!
Annie's is the epicenter of neat stuff, and thanks to your donations, it keeps getting better.
A taxidermied squirrel holding a mini guitar?
Come by Annie's Thrift Store today. Shop for a cause and help our community.
I love this place!
Annie's Thrift Store, where shopping makes a difference. 2575 Northern Avenue, Kingman.
Get ready. The Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo is happening Friday and Saturday, November 14th and 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lake Havasu City Aquatic Center. Check out over 70 vendors with the latest in home furnishings, garden products, windows, doors, flooring, and more. Free admission and parking. Thank you to our sponsors, Havasu Solar, Lifetime West Bend Cookware, Quality Comfort Heating and Air, and Parker Pest Control. While you're there, fill out an entry form for a chance to win a cruise to Mexico. The Lake Havasu Home and Garden Expo, November 14th and 15th at the Aquatic Center.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. And give you the numbers again if you want to call in, 234-343-1065. And you can call anytime you want if you have a question. We do have a phone line that works just fine. And you can also text, Jim, calm down, 928-727-5566. We're back with Jim Chaney, co-host of River Founders Radio, and Tiana Glidhill's our guest. And she was just telling me, you were just talking about when you first became a Bullhead police officer, that you were showing some of the new guys the streets.
Right. We were showing them the area so they can get comfortable with it and know what we were talking about and stuff like that. So.
Now, you grew up here, so you knew where everything was.
I knew where everything was.
Now,
even the places that some of the cops didn't know where they were.
There was no GPS.
No, there wasn't.
So was there a Thomas guide?
No, three-ring binder. It had all the names of the streets in the back that told you what page to go to.
Right.
So then we'd flip to whatever page we needed, and it you know, it was kind of like A4, you know, and
yeah,
you know,
on the graph, and then you were able to roll to where you were
right
going.
Right. All old school stuff. Yeah.
But that was a day you had Thomas Guides in Los Angeles, but not in Mojave County. You know, you had...
It was too small.
Yeah,
we had the fold-up maps that you could get at the liquor store or something. But, you know, they weren't even up to date.
Now, you're not talking about the ones with the cartoons that say JR's is down Hancock, are you?
No.
Yeah, well, no. Almost.
The best, almost. The best maps in the 80s were produced by the realty companies.
Yes.
Yeah. Who got it from Mojave County, but like Tiana said... 2 weeks after you printed it, it was outdated because people were making more developments and growing.
And paving roads and making roads and all kinds of things. So it was constantly changing.
It was two lanes all the way from the bridge all the
and
way down.
And it was the only thing paved for years.
Yeah.
And then Hancock got paved, and that was exciting.
Hancock was paved when I got here. And then in front of Safeway, when they built that plaza, they built four lanes.
Right. All at the same time. It was a
right.
mess.
Yeah, and I moved here in 89, June of 89, and they had all of this torn up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were adding the median. They had two lanes going each way, but they didn't have any turn lanes.
Now, we were talking about Safeway, pre-Safeway, before the Safeway was here at Marina Plaza in Bullhead City. What was it?
It was a softball field, Bobby Sox softball field. My mom and a couple other ladies got together and decided the girls needed something because there was nothing. And so they started Bobby Sox softball. My mom was the president for the first couple of years. She actually got the chamber to donate the field in Old Bullhead where the big swim beach is now.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, they just tore down the refreshment stand that was there for years because
right.
if it was going to continue to go, I was like, I should have my mom's name put on that. Well, then they
yeah.
took all that out, made it the big swim area. But, yeah, and in exchange for the land, all of us kids put lava rock all along the Chamber Park after the grass and all that.
Right.
And it was built up, remember? And we lined it all with lava rock all the way around. So that's what we did to earn our field.
So the softball field at Safeway was within eyeshot of the beach where the condos are now with the marina.
Right. And Broasted Chicken was right behind it.
Yeah.
It was a place right there on the river. And that was our favorite place to go to get those steak fries and all that good stuff.
And their sign was on the ground in those big eucalyptus trees when I moved here in 89. When did they cease?
When Safeway was built there.
When Safeway was built, wow.
Yeah,
and the sign laid there.
It kind of just disappeared.
Because they were behind Safeway.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
You know,
there were two signs there forever. One was the Broasted Chicken and the other was Tower Man.
Tower Man?
Remember Tower Man?
I remember Tower Man.
I kind of do.
I had to stand out there in the heat watching Tower Man.
Because he was climbing.
The towers.
The towers.
Yeah, on Locust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do to bring him down?
Oh, just talk to him. We just kept talking to him. We were out there for hours sometimes. And he'd just sit up there and cry. And
yeah, he was at the north end of town.
Yeah.
Surrounded by... the wires.
Right.
And he was a really nice guy. He just, you know, took it to the next level. He had a few of his family members get cancer and
I used to think he was nuts. And I grew up about a quarter of a mile from Edison Wires. And every family on the street where you go into our housing track, every parent has had cancer that backs up to those power lines. So I've changed.
Yeah, you never know.
You know?
You never know.
I talked to him, and talking to him, he was a really nice man. And he didn't seem crazy. But, you know, once he was climbing the tower, he just...
you got...
You know, but at the same time, you still kind of knew what he was talking about.
Right.
And I just think some people are more susceptible. You know, there's variations to it. But, I mean, he wasn't as crazy like everybody thought he was.
Well, and as we found out with COVID, we're also different. All of our bodies responded differently.
Exactly.
And, you know, we respond. I'm 71. I've had heart surgery, a knee replaced, and one shoulder replaced twice. My dad died at 78, and he had gallbladder surgery. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I've had more surgeries than he did, and I'm still 7 years younger than
right.
he passed away. So, I mean, cancer, different people get it for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But, unfortunately, not everybody gets that body to do the research to figure it out.
Right.
Yeah. So, when you become a sergeant, how many sergeants do we have at that time, Bullhead PD?
I believe we had six.
Yeah.
There was one in detectives, one doing like...
And that was Robin Holmes.
POI work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, Lanny, when I went to detectives a year after starting, Lanny Lloyd was the sergeant
right.
there. And then we had one sergeant doing a PIO, and then the other four were patrol. And I'm the one that replaced Robin, because I
right.
went back to patrol when Robin was in. After 2 years, I was doing family offenses, crimes against children, that type of stuff, and I only made it 2 years.
So you, when you started, you had gone to college, and you
mm-hmm.
got your administrative justice
yes.
degree. Now, when you became a detective, did you have to go any additional training?
No. No, you just use whatever skills, and it's basically learning on the job.
Gumption.
But when you come from the sheriff's office, you were your own detective.
Yeah.
You know, you were your own everything. You took fingerprints. You did all that, pictures. You did it all yourself. There wasn't a group
a
to
crime
do
lab.
That, unless it was something really major.
We didn't have CSI Bullhead?
No, there was no such thing.
Nope.
There was no such thing.
So then after being a detective, then you became a sergeant?
I went back to patrol, and then I was tested. By that time, we had tests, and I was promoted. So then for like 8 years, I was patrol sergeant, and then Robin Holmes went from... Detective Sergeant to POI.
PIO, yeah.
Yeah, PIO. And so I went into Detective Sergeant. That's what I was doing when I retired.
Yeah.
So.
How many detectives did you have under you when you were the sergeant?
I had four full-time, and then I had pawn shop detail, property and evidence, narcotics was under there.
And you remember when Terry Flanagan was the only narcotics officer in Mojave County?
I remember, and I'd ride with him every chance I got. He was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
He was funny.
He was.
I remember we were going for somebody in Safeway parking lot, and I'm watching, and I've got the car door because I'm going to jump out the minute I can. And all of a sudden, I felt the back end of the car went, and I looked over, and he's got this gun. This gun is, like, right here. I was trying to hold myself together. I was probably 19, you know. And I was
too
like,
funny.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, we did get the bad guy, though.
Yes, he got a lot of bad guys.
Yeah, he did. He was...
Terry Flanagan.
Were you working the day that the airplane got caught in the wires?
No.
And was dangling?
No.
No?
I was.
Were you?
Yeah, it was a Station 1, Joe Anderson and I. And we responded up there in a squad, and we got up there like... How are we going to get this guy down? It was up at Davis Camp.
Was he in there awake? And
oh, yeah, he was conscious. And finally, at daybreak, MEC came, and they put a bucket over the line, and he could get in the bucket, and we lowered him down. And then they went down like two or three lines away from where the scene was. They hooked up a line from their truck, and as they let that line out, it lowered the plane. Yeah.
So he didn't just drop.
He's flying into Bullhead like 1 o'clock in the morning. He just got too low and hit the lightning line, which is the top line, and it just flipped him over, and he hung up there upside down.
So there's no power on that line?
Not that one. But it did connect all the rest of the lines and short them out. Kingman lost power.
I just learned something. Now, were you working the day?
That's why you come here to the show.
When it was. I like history. So, were you working the day that when the rains came and here at the Hardyville Cemetery, the caskets came across at 95?
Those were more than one day.
Yes, that was a whole. I don't even remember how long, but it was a big storm, and it was something. Yes, I did work that time. Well, all of us went to work those days because we were all needed. We could only get to certain areas, so whoever lived in that area kind of took care of that area.
Right.
Well, it had to be, okay, there's how many of you in the department?
The sheriff's
somebody's got to handle this, and we have caskets on 95.
Right.
Right.
How many?
Well, there was probably 25 of us, but we were scattered from Cocktails to Punta de Vista up on 68.
It wasn't called Cocktails back then.
No, but that's everybody knows it.
It was
rain. In my day, it was called the S-curve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's right.
They corrected that because it was deadly.
Yeah.
You know, so.
So
you
now,
you go down into Sedona. Or Sedona from Flagstaff, and you're on that switchbacks. Well, that's what we had at the south end of town. We called it the S-curve because it was one great big S.
Was it where Walmart is now?
No, where Cocktails
where
is.
Where Cocktails is?
Yeah.
Okay.
The train.
But yeah, the train, But so many collisions there because it was
bad accidents.
It was probably put in the 70s, and so it wasn't engineered properly.
It was the 60s.
60s?
It was the 60s because we used it.
Right.
You know, and, but it, I mean, you go over 20 miles an hour, you could wreck easily on it. It was that tight.
So did they just come with pickup trucks and put the caskets in the pickup truck? And then where do you take them?
Well, you know, the University of Arizona, their people, their anthropology people came and dealt with it.
Really?
Yes, because.
Who are these people?
We weren't going to move them because they're.
In a historic site?
Right.
Was it a historic site then?
Yes, it was, but people didn't know about it. Only real
locals.
Some
people still don't know that it's still there.
No, they don't. And they don't know why that's cemented in either, that whole wall.
Yeah, right.
So it doesn't happen again.
They hear the story and they're like, really?
Yeah, but there was, everybody says, oh, there was, bones floating down the street. There wasn't.
Yeah,
there were pieces of casket and stuff. Yeah, a lot of stuff was still up there.
So what do they do with all the mud and rain that came down?
Well, they had dump trucks and scoops, and they cleared it out.
Because I remember they would stack it in the center lane.
Yep, they did that into the side of the road as well.
If you drove northbound on 95, you couldn't see Safeway because it was so high.
And you couldn't turn there either. There was no turning left.
No.
Either direction.
Because there was so much mud that all they could do was stack it in the middle of the road and then slowly take it away.
Yeah, there was 3-4 foot of mud in the street.
Yeah.
The whole street.
The whole highway.
So, I mean, it had to go somewhere.
Right.
And they stacked a lot of it up in the middle of the road because they had nowhere else to put it.
What's the most amazing thing you saw?
Trump flying in? We never had anything here.
Yeah.
But
historically speaking, it really does say a lot about how far Bullhead has come.
Well,
we only got him because Vegas wouldn't take him.
And it was,
but I mean, it was a historical event.
It was 5 years ago last week because I put a picture up on Facebook, and I said Donald Trump safely came into Bullhead City. Because when you stop and think about it, with the casinos and landing at the airport and the hills and everything, Bullhead Police and Secret Service did their due diligence, and
they were up on the roof of
airport,
the restaurant supply place.
Oh,
they
were all over up there.
Foods.
Zane, they got the day off if they went to the rally, so we took him. And they did a good job up there.
Yeah.
Everywhere you looked, you could see.
In 1989, Senator McCain came to town, and it was kind of a big deal. And anytime somebody, I think the first presidential candidate to come to Bullhead?
He was.
He had black hair.
Yeah, I think John Kerry.
No.
John Kerry took took a train into Kingman.
Oh.
Because I went.
Kingman. I know I was in charge when Governor Fife Symington came to town.
Oh, yeah?
And I was at the chamber and had to work with the Secret Service.
You're not thinking of Ducini.
But.
No, I remember his wife had so much makeup. She looked plastic. It was like Tammy Faye.
Oh, my.
And he was at the Mojave Valley Daily News. Hmm. And he came in and he was like the first one to come to Bullhead.
Wow.
And then to look out and see Air Force One. And you remember what the one little incident that happened? And I thought you were referring to when he came here safely. All of a sudden, he's up there talking, and here, all of a sudden, you see two flares. You hear a plane, the little Cessna, coming along, and the fighter jets came out and shot flares at the little Cessna, and he banked away, and Trump looked up and said, "Well, I hope they're ours."
Oh, yeah. I do remember that part.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Let's take a break.
You never saw those jets before they showed up shooting those flares.
They showed up, though.
Yeah.
Speak Up 2.0 is brought to you each and every day by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with fiber internet. Dial 928-444-8232 because it doesn't fail. And we're also brought to you by Perkins America Food Company, where Rick was the franchisee of the year for Perkins right here in Bullhead City. You can't beat that. It was so great that he got that award.
I saw that.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and by the way, you know, every Friday, you can go there and eat all the fish you want. Check it out at Perkins.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
You're going to get hooked. Your Bullhead City Perkins has all-you-can-eat fish fry Fridays. Delicious Alaskan cod, hand-battered fish fry, every Friday starting at 3 p.m. There are many other fish meals available, too. Perkins all-you-can-eat fish Fridays are perfect. Then there are the pies. Eat a slice of pie there or take it home. Hey, take the whole pie home. But make plans to meet friends this Friday at 3 for all-you-can-eat. Perkins American Food Company, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Since 1985, Martin Swante Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia has stood for something more than just cars. A dealership built on trust, integrity, and doing right by folks, every time. For four decades, families from Kingman and all over the tri-state have gone there for vehicles that last, from people who care. Come see why generations of customers have trusted Martin Swante for 40 years, and drive off in something built to last, just like the name on the sign. Visit MartinSwanteChryslerDodgeJeep.com today. East Andy Devine, Kingman.
If you are buying or selling a home, a lot, a condo, or looking for an investment, reach out to local broker realtor Becky at RZ Real Estate with 25 years of experience, 928-542-1915. Becky also represents Arrowhead Ranch Mobile Home Community with 176 total units, 3 brand new homes for sale, and several pre-owned homes. See Becky at Arrowhead Ranch this Friday and Saturday or call 928-542-1915. Call 928-542-1915.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
I recently met with Jennifer at All Family Insurance. We sat down and I got answers to all my questions regarding my Medicare insurance options. She went over prescription plans, Advantage plans, and other supplement plans. Now I totally understand all my options. call Jennifer. Free answers to your questions. For Medicare insurance questions, it's Jennifer at All Family Insurance, 702-800-1478. All Family Insurance, 702-800-1478.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We got about 4 minutes left, and then you're going to have Sean Hannity in your ears for the next 3 hours. We have Jim Chaney in here as our co-hosts. Any last questions, you can text them to us, or you can call us, 928-727-5566 is the text line, and the phone number is 234-343-1065. Just a reminder, this is our new time at noon to 1.
And don't let me forget it, Larry.
I didn't. I texted you
Thank
last
you for
night.
The reminder.
I'm sure.
I was still on Tuesday.
I'm sure Paul reminded you.
Well, we've been focusing on the football.
Oh,
because of Havasu Knights,
right.
Doing the Havasu Knights game. He's doing color. I'm doing play-by-play. And the playoffs, we thought we were going to have a bye. Didn't get the bye. Going to play Sierra Linda in Havasu.
This Friday night?
This Friday night.
We have another River Founders Radio on Friday.
On Friday?
No, we don't. All of a sudden, he was panicked.
and good luck to the Mojave T-Birds also going into the playoffs. I'm not sure
yes.
who they're going to play, but
I'm not sure
they got a good team.
They do.
They got by Havasu at Havasu. I think Havasu, I haven't seen Mojave play since, but Havasu is a better team now than they were when they played.
Yeah, because they've owned Havasu the last couple of
years.
Yeah, because I used to drive down there for the games.
For many
Mojave
years.
Playing, yeah.
For many years.
They owned us.
It didn't go that way.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I witnessed it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
And it was embarrassing.
And by the way, Friday on Speak Out 2.0, we'll have the president of the Airport Authority, Bill Osborne, will be here live in person.
He's going to have lots to talk about, huh?
He's got lots to talk about. So. We're just about out of time. You have a last question for Tiana?
I think we're good. It's just nice to meet you. As
yeah,
I walked in the
finally.
Door, all these years I've seen your name in the paper and heard you on the radio.
Yeah.
And,
here I am.
And never saw you in person.
So. Is Zane listening to us today from ASU?
No, he's traveling because he spent the weekend with friends in Flagstaff. So.
Oh, okay.
So he should be getting in any time to ASU.
Okay. He'll tune in after.
I know, because I sent him the link so he can
he
can listen.
Catch his mom on the radio.
Yeah, my boy.
Yeah. All right.
Who works at the airport when they need him.
Right.
Down here. Yeah.
He does. He does. He wants to be a pilot.
He wants to manage. He's changed it because we didn't have the pilot money.
Right.
$100,000.
That was for Emory Riddle.
And then, while college was paid for, we had to come up with the funds for the flying.
Now, you just make sure when he goes in there to pilot school that he doesn't say, I only want to know how to make the plane take off.
Right. You got to land, too. Well, so he got through his first, private pilot stuff, but he changed it to the management end since he wants to get married and have a family. And wants to change the diapers and feed the... He wants to be a part of it. So he, commercial pilot, he would be gone too much. So he actually changed.
All right. A couple things to remind you. Coming up this weekend, we have a bingo at the high school cafeteria on Thursday night. A lot going on. So check out our Facebook page. We'll be back on Friday. Everyone have a great week.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.